T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If we start from the beginning of the weekend after the Jet-Texan game, we can start with Vance Joseph getting himself fired. Because I think when you kick a field goal in that situation down by 6, as opposed to going for it with your team likely going nowhere.
At 6-7.
Yeah, you've probably secured your future. And the latest rumor out of Denver is that not only will John Elway fire Vance Joseph, you know who he's going to replace him with, according to this crazy rumor? No, not Todd Bowles.
Hugh Jackson.
No, not like that.
Yeah, oh, it's not that bad?
It's not bad in
those terms.
In fact, you may not even think it's bad.
Josh McDaniel.
That's actually pretty funny.
No, I don't know.
Close. You're close. On the right track.
I'm on the right track with Josh McDaniel?
In a way, yes.
In a way, yes.
In a way, I'm on the right track.
Well, because Josh.
John DeFilippo.
No. You're on the right track in terms that Josh McDaniel's coached in Denver.
Kubiak?
No, keep trying, though.
Shanahan?
There you go.
Come on. When's the last time Shanahan coached?
With the Redskins, right? Yeah, the Redskins.
How old? Well, it doesn't matter. He's my age, like 65.
And you know Elway, trust him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be funny. But I tell you, it's getting interesting.
They better get a quarterback in Denver, too.
Well, I think that's the number one thing John Elway has to address. You knew that Case Keenum wasn't the answer. He's not even the short-term answer. So it's probably drafting somebody, maybe trading up to look for a quarterback. That's why the Giants aren't the only team that may have to trade up and get a quarterback. Miami may be on that list.
Yep.
Jacksonville may be on that list should be on that. Definitely on that list.
Yep.
Tampa may be on that list.
How about the Redskins? How about them?
Oh, definitely the Redskins.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, these teams could also bring in a veteran. Like Miami thinks they're close. Jacksonville thinks they're close. They may go more veteran route than anything. Denver tried to go the veteran route. They brought in Case Keenum.
Yeah. Yep.
It hasn't worked.
Nope.
But how about the decision that's going to have to be made in Cleveland, because Greg Williams and Freddie Kitchen, who's running the offense, they've done a great job.
I believe Williams is 4-2, and what I understand is Mayfield loves Williams, that they really get along, these two guys. And I tell you, that team, they got some players on. That is a team that is on the needle is pointing up big time for that team.
I think ideally if you could convince Greg Williams to go back to being a defensive coordinator, Freddie Kitchen running the offense, and then you bring in John Harbaugh, that's a grand slam home.
Well, yeah, if you do that.
I think that's the ultimate.
If Harbaugh is gone, which I'm still not sold on, by the way.
Oh, I think he is.
You really do, huh?
I don't think he's gone as if he did something bad. It seems like they need a breakup.
Yeah, we'll see.
And we've seen breakups even off good years.
We have.
I'll
believe it when I see it, though. I'm still not sold on that. I'm not hanging my hat on that. Or Tomlin, for that matter. Obviously, a big win for Tomlin yesterday.
He didn't even coach the greatest game either,
No,
by
they
the
didn't
way.
Play great. The Steelers didn't play great at all. Just that the Patriots played like the Jets.
Yeah.
That was like I thought I was watching the Jets yesterday, not the Patriots.
That, you know, it's funny. You watch this Steeler-Patriot game, which is a yearly tradition, and usually it finishes with the Patriots finding a way to
win. Right, right.
And when Chris
And I
Boswell,
thought that was going to happen again. It looked
that
way.
Oh, yeah. Well, a couple of things. When Boswell misses the chip shot field goal after the interception by Harmon, all the signs are there that the Patriots are going to win anyway. Like, they're all right there in front of you. I walked away from this game thinking, boy, both teams are very unimpressive. I mean, both teams did not play well.
Completely agree with
that. It was an ugly, weird 17-10 game.
Yep.
I also walked away saying, boy, everybody can replace Le'Veon Bell. Now it's Jalen Samuels.
Well, he was the star of the game for the Steelers.
Yeah.
He was tremendous.
I read after the game, I think it was in the Monday morning quarterback column that Peter King still writes, whatever he calls it now, that Jalen Samuels was asked about the 19 carries he got. And Jalen Samuels claims he has never got 19 carries in a college game or a high school game. Yet in his rookie year in the NFL against the New England Patriots, he got 19 carries and had a huge game on the ground.
Yeah.
So I'm convinced you can replace Le'Veon Bell at this point.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The Patriots yesterday, I mean, I think they had 7 or 8 pre-snap penalties, which is just mind-boggling when you think about it. It is the Patriots, 7 or 8. Drop passes. Edelman had a huge drop. Josh Gordon had a huge drop in this game. They didn't even throw the ball to Gronkowski until late in the third quarter. They really didn't even throw the ball to him. That interception by Brady was a horrible decision. I understand he's trying to throw the ball away still. It was brutal. He's backpedaling with the pressure on him, and he just threw that ball up like a pop-up for grabs. I mean, it was. I couldn't believe. Am I really watching the New England Patriots here?
Yeah.
It was shocking.
No, it is. And, you know, we pointed this out on Friday. The Patriots had only lost back-to-back games during the regular season once.
Well, first time it was two straight in a row in December since 2002, I think it is.
Well, that's misleading because they lost two in a row a couple of years ago, except the second one was in January. So that should be thrown out.
Oh, okay.
That's misleading.
I didn't realize that.
But technically, it's true.
Right, right.
I just think, like, to me, January 2nd is still
December.
The same thing.
Yeah, no, it's December.
And the time
that
happened.
Is right.
The time it happened was very significant for New England. It happened when they lost to the Jets right before the Buffalo game in 2015. And then week 17, with the number one seed on the line, they lost to the Dolphins where Tom Brady was getting abused. It cost the Patriots the one seed and basically cost them the AFC Championship. Remember, they went to Denver and lost that game.
Yep.
It was a significant one. That happened in 2015. Outside of that, it hadn't happened since 2002. So I'm surprised it happened, but here's the good news. The Patriots end the season, home Buffalo, home Jets.
Well, they're going 11-5. I mean, that's no question. The question is, as you said, will Houston win out to maintain that number two seed that it's more likely they're going to get because the West winner is probably going to be number one?
And what they need is the team that knocked them off in the Super Bowl last year, the Philadelphia Eagles, to continue their magic and beat the Texans at home.
Yep.
And if that happens, then it's likely the Patriots are going to get a first-round bye anyway, despite this.
Completely agree.
Right now, that game's a pick'em, the Texan-Eagle game.
Yeah.
And it kind of feels like a pick'em.
Yeah. I like the Eagles already in that game. I think they're going to run the table with Foles. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but I think they're going to win the last three games.
And if that's the case, then the New England Patriots are more than likely to end up as the two seed anyway.
Because they're not losing to Buffalo, and they're not losing to the Jets.
And here's the reality.
Not if the game means anything to them, that's for sure.
And think about this. If that's the case, if the Patriots end up as a two seed, there's a decent shot that the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the L.A. Chargers in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And if the Chargers win that game, the Patriots could end up playing the AFC title game at home anyway.
Yeah.
So despite all of this, all of these issues, to me, I think it's still a very reasonable scenario that the Patriots don't have to go on the road anyway.
I would give the Chargers a real shot in that game. I the way L.A., San Diego, whatever you want to call them, the way they're playing right now, like I said, right now they may be the best team in the AFC. Right now, they're playing the best anyway.
Sure.
I would say that.
The good news is they're playing that way. The bad news is
it's not over.
It ain't the playoffs yet.
Not over yet.
And the Patriots have 2 weeks to make themselves look right. As far as Philly's concerned, a couple of things from this Sunday night game. Very entertaining game. You called it because this was one of the games you got right.
Well, the line
number
was out of whack.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it went off at 13 by game time.
Yeah, it kept moving. Kept moving. The Rams, and this would be the concerning thing if you're a Ram fan, they made a lot of stupid mistakes in this game. You've got Jared Goff basically giving the football away, just giving it away.
Right, right.
You had guys staying in bounds late when you had a golden opportunity to stop the clock numerous times, once by Todd Gurley, of all people. And then you had special teams horribleness by JoJo Natson, the former Jet. Who muffs a punt with 3 minutes to go down by 7. And even with that, they still got the ball back. But because of those mistakes in getting out of bounds or not getting out of bounds, the Rams shot themselves in the foot, even though they came close to coming back from 17 down. This was bad, stupid football. And it's the first time in the McVay era they've lost back-to-back games. Take that for what it's worth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the happiest team with that is the New Orleans Saints and even the Bears. I mean, look, this is not like, – you look at – and we'll get into tonight's game. Let's finish up with the other ones first that went down yesterday. We got to talk about – I was – give the 49ers credit because all of a sudden they are live with this guy Mullen playing quarterback, and they ended I believe it was a 10-game losing streak yesterday to the Seahawks and wind up beating them in overtime. And that's a significant win. That's a big loss for Seattle because now they got to – you know, they still haven't clinched a playoff spot. And they got to play the Chiefs this week. I know it's at home. That's not an easy game.
Yeah, and I wonder if there's a team out there that will look at Nick Mullins and say, we should try to trade for this guy.
Right, right.
We should try to trade for
maybe.
Him.
Maybe.
He's young. He's impressive. Hey, maybe there's something here. Because obviously the future in San Francisco is backing up Jimmy Garoppolo. And the Niners have no rush. They don't have to get rid of him. They don't have to pay him.
Right.
They could hold on to him and have him as a backup for a few years. But We've seen it before where a guy fills in for a starting quarterback and plays well enough for you to start talking yourself into thinking, hey, this guy could be the answer. But it was a very surprising loss. I was surprised by it. I took the 3.5.
Yeah, of course.
I thought the line was too low.
Yep.
One thing about Seattle, which is so changed from last year, boy, can they run the football.
Yeah.
They got one hell of a running game led by Chris Carson.
Carson's pretty good. Yeah, I agree with you.
They're still in a great spot.
Yeah, because all they got to do is probably, when they play the Cardinals to wrap this season up.
Yeah.
So they're going to go, the worst they're going to be is 9-7. The worst.
Yeah, even if they lose this game to Kansas City,
they're
still very likely to be a playoff team. And they've got two games in their own building. I mean, you're right about it's a tough challenge going against Kansas City. It's still in their own building.
It's also a tough game for the Chiefs, who, you know, going on a road to play them. That team in that building is not going to be an easy thing to do.
No question about it. The Niners, listen to what they still have to play the Bears and the Rams. So who knows? Maybe they'll be – I don't think it's spoiling very much because I still think the
Rams –
They
are at home against the Bears.
They are. I still think with the Rams and the Bears, it is very likely you're looking at the 2 and you're looking at the 3.
Yeah.
I have a tough time believing the Rams. I know they've lost 2 in a row. We just went through all the mistakes they made. Are going to lose to either San Francisco or Arizona.
Yeah.
It is the NFL. You never know. I get that. But still.
The Saints, the one thing about the Saints, though, is they do have two games left with Carolina. Carolina's still in the mix, desperate for a win. And they do have to play Pittsburgh next week. Now, the game's at home. And it automatically, it's a bigger game for Pittsburgh because, let's be honest, I understand home field, but New Orleans has already clinched the division. So it's a much bigger game for the Steelers than it's going to be for the Saints. That's going to be that's quite an intriguing game next week, Pittsburgh, New Orleans.
The importance for New Orleans, though, is that they have never lost a playoff game in their own building in the Drew Brees era.
Right.
And if they can get home field throughout, which is very likely.
Very likely.
They are going to be prohibitive favorites.
Because they got the tiebreaker on the Rams as well.
Absolutely. So I think there is importance in that regard. But I see what you're saying. Certainly, when you look at the Steelers, who have not wrapped up this division yet, and the Ravens have their own challenge going to L.A.
That's a tough game. And they got to play the Browns. That's not going to be an easy game. Where is that Brown game? I don't think it matters because the Browns are going to play him tough. I think it's in Baltimore, actually.
I think it's in Baltimore.
Right.
Correct, yeah.
But that's not they got two tough games.
No, you're right. One of the other impressive things over the weekend was Indianapolis. The Colt defense shutting out the Dallas Cowboys. And what a job by Chris Ballard. This Colt
Cowboys
team,
mailed this game in, too, let's be honest. They mailed it in.
Well, I don't know if it's mailing it in more than it is not executing. You got a 4th-and-1. Yeah. How about you convert it instead of Zeke getting stuffed on that play?
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling about that. Did you take the Colts?
I didn't touch that game. No.
Okay.
I didn't touch that game.
All right.
Because there were things in this game. See, here's why I can't say they didn't mail it in. Cowboys have a field goal blocked.
Yep, they did.
Right, which was originally
they were on a goal line. They couldn't put it in either.
Yeah, the Zeke play. They go for it on 4th-and-1. They run a very obvious play. 4th-and-goal from the Indy 3. It's a 7-0 game. And then the Colt defense just did a hell of a job. And the Cowboys are just not good playing from behind.
Yeah.
A lot of teams aren't, but the Cowboys especially.
And the running back had a big game. It wasn't even Andrew Luck
Marlon
in this game. Yeah, Mac killed him yesterday.
Well, this Colt team around Andrew Luck may be the best thing they've put together around Luck, and that's a team that got to an AFC championship game. Their defense is 10 times better. Their offensive line is so much better. They can run the football. The quarterback is obviously playing a lot better.
Yep.
They've got a lot of talent.
And this is a team that was 1-5. They were 1-5 after the Jets beat them. And since then, they are 7-1.
No, you're right. Things changed. And
unbelievable.
I remember after that game, we were talking about all the drops and how bad they were.
Yep.
Shows you how quickly things can change.
Yep.
The Bears tried to get the Packers back in that game when Matt Nagy, up 8 in the third quarter, is calling a fake punt on 4th-and-2.
Oh, did he?
From
I didn't even
40.
Know that.
What is he doing?
Fake punt from what? From his own 40?
I think it was from his own 40. But you're up 8.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Bro, this concerns me. I got an NFC championship I need one.
I understand.
I don't know if I trust this coach.
I understand.
But I read this stat about Nagy that's insane. But not that insane, I guess, when you think about it. He's the first Bears coach since Papa Bear himself, George Halas, to win 10 games in his first season as coach.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Well,
though. Think about how many the Jets have had that happen numerous times.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Papa Bear is the last one to do it for the Bears. But they still won the game in the pack. I don't know what to expect from Green Bay over the final two games playing out this stretch.
And Rodgers says he wants to play. So, I mean, there's really nothing left for them to play for except who's going to be their coach next year.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yep.
The Falcon-Cardinal game didn't mean anything. The Bill Lyon game only means something as far as Josh Allen, who continues to be really impressive. I was thinking,
especially running the ball.
Absolutely.
And it helped the Jets, too, because it got them to 5-9, so they get
clears
them a little bit.
Clear them out. Get them out of the way.
Yep.
I was thinking about the rookie quarterbacks and who's been the most impressive, how I'd rank them. Baker would be number one.
No doubt.
And then it's either, you want to go Allen, Lamar Jackson, Sam Darnold, too? I'd put Rosen. I haven't been that impressed
Rosen
by Rosen.
Rosen has been the least of them.
Yeah.
I would say that. And Mayfield's been the best, and Rosen's been the least.
Lamar is so different what's happening with the Ravens.
Right.
A's got a really good team around him.
He does.
He's running the football at a pace that we've never seen in the history of the sport. We've got a quarterback, Joe, running the ball 17 times a game.
Yeah, well.
It just doesn't happen. Long term, I don't know if it's sustainable, but, hey, short term, it's working as the Ravens were able to hold off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, the unsustainable thing is if he gets hurt. Yeah, you're really subjecting him. We saw what happened to RG3.
Yeah.
We thought the Redskins had their quarterback for, you know, the next 15 years, and look what happened there. That's the one thing about a running quarterback like that. He could get hurt at any time.
And it is similar, not the same, but it's got similarities to the concern I have about Josh Allen. I mean, when you're running a lot, 17 times a game is crazy.
That
There's
is a
no
lot
way
of
he's going to keep that
for
pace
a pro,
up.
For an NFL quarterback.
But you are risking yourself. You've got to learn how to slide at the right time, get out of bounds at the right time. And just avoid the kind of contact that could take you out. But for now, Lamar Jackson's got his team. Joe Flacco was active for the first time in his career and was a backup. The Viking game, I guess everybody in Minnesota hated John DeFilippo. Because even after the game, everybody's taking shots at him, even Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
That's simple. It's simple. Yeah, we got to run the football with Dalvin Cook. That's what they needed
game.
To do.
Career high rushing yesterday for him. And that game actually got close after it was 21-0. And I know the Dolphins got it back to 24-17 at one point.
Well, yeah, it was a pick six by Minka Fitzpatrick
that really changed the complexion of the game.
But ultimately, they just couldn't stop the Viking running game. They just couldn't stop them. And so all the Dolphin fans out there, if you bought the Dopey T-shirt, I'm glad you have the Miracle in Miami T-shirt.
Oh, boy.
Vikings are making the playoffs.
Yeah, I would think so. I think it's going to be the Seahawks-Vikings as the wild cards. I would say that.
Yeah.
I would say that.
And congrats to the Redskins and Josh Johnson. I know the Jaguars stink, but, you know, they were 7-point underdogs in this game.
Yeah.
So Vegas didn't exactly give them much of a shot. And they went into Jacksonville, and Johnson avoided big mistakes. And the Redskins are, believe it or not, even though no one thinks
they
have a
shot.
Still
right there. They could still win the division.
They could.
I don't think they will, but they could.
Yeah, for the Eagles or Redskins to win the division, Dallas would have to lose home Tampa and then lose at MetLife against the Giants.
Yeah, right.
I give the Buccaneers this. The Buccaneers
they're not
are
dead.
Fighting.
Yeah, they're not dead. They gave the Ravens a tough game yesterday. They're not dead by any stretch.
And think about Tampa Bay and all the games that they've played. They gave the Ravens a game, like you said.
Yep.
They gave the Saints a game.
They did.
They were beating them.
They were.
They beat Carolina. They beat San Francisco. The Giant game was a close game.
Well, they had a big lead until they made the switch and put Winston in. He almost pulled the game out.
Yeah.
They couldn't stop him once he came in the game.
That's why I'd say it was reasonably close, Jameis Winston made a big impact.
Huge.
So the one thing about Tampa, even though I don't think they'll beat Dallas, is you look at their track record over the last month. They've been in these games.
Yep.
The Saints game, especially. They could have won that game.
Well, they were up 14-3.
The Taysom Hill block seemed to change everything.
Did. Yep.
So the playoff picture starting to come in focus.
You
just
like the
a little
Saints
bit.
Tonight or not? You think the Panthers beat them tonight?
I think the Saints are going to win because Cam Newton is clearly not healthy.
He's not healthy. Yeah.
And like I mentioned, getting that number one seed is a big deal. This is a team that has not lost at home in the playoffs in the Drew Brees era. There is certainly major motivation to locking down this one seed. And Cam not being healthy is a big problem.
Yeah, well, it is. Was 5 in a row.
No doubt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.